Babe, it's me. Why is the door locked? I'm worried someone was going to steal you. Almost done with what? Come on, open up. Whatever. I have keys.
Getting ready? Getting that sweet ass right. Oh, shit. Sorry, Mrs. Sullivan. Hurry up before I embarrass myself again. I hope you're okay with Mrs. Sullivan knowing how you like it. Finally. I was thinking you were going to keep me out there all night, my dove. So, what are you up to? What's the big secret? All right. If you say so. But you better not walk me into anything, pet. Or you'll pay for it later. Okay. Lead on. I'm not used to being the one that's blindfolded. I can see the appeal. Okay. Sitting. Man, that smells really good. Like stew? Oh, bourguignon? That sounds very good. But you know I can't really eat blindfolded. So mysterious. Okay, all right. I'll play along. Well, thank you. Yes, I'm very ready. I'm excited to see what my wonderful pet has in store for me tonight. Oh, wow. You freely went all out. Candles? Wine? Delicious. And it smells amazing in here. So what's the occasion? Just because, huh? I knew I liked you for a reason. Oh, stop. You know that's not the only reason, my sweet. I love you because of who you are, not what you do for me. You're my sweet, darling dove. Yes, the things you do are wonderful and amazing, and you're very thoughtful. But it's just that. The thought behind it all. It's that every time you do something for me, you do it because you love me, and you want to show me. It doesn't matter what you do, it's how you do it that matters most. Of course. This is amazing. You're amazing. This really made my day. Right. Right. Of course there's more. You always do so much for me, my dove. Yes, and let's eat. Cheers. You sit. I'll take care of this. Sometimes, I think you might be too nice. Oh, yes. I'm very worried that you're secretly a hitman. No, just... Sometimes, I think you try to help others too much, and you forget about yourself. You're very selfless, and that's a fantastic trait to have, but you have to take care of yourself, too. Sometimes, you're too selfless for your own good. No, Pet. I mean it. I worry sometimes that you'll let people take advantage of you. Oh, you want me to take advantage of you, do you? Well, we'll see about that. Yes. I'm ready for the rest. But, sweetheart, you know this was more than enough already, right? No, it's not that at all. Of course I want it. Whatever it is, I'm sure it's fantastic. Just like you. I just want to make sure you understand that I really appreciate you. And I can't tell you how much it means to me that you would even think about doing something like this for me. My perfect pet. Right. Sorry. You're just very distracting. Onward. All right. A blindfold. You know, I'm starting to feel like you're trying to tell me you want to change things up, Pet. No. Relax. I'm just teasing.
Mistress knows you know your place.
Of course, Dove. I hope it's not very far. Well, I sure hope not. I'm not sure I'm up to walking miles at the moment. That dinner was incredible. The bathroom. All right. I trust you. Of course I do. What a silly question. I trust you more than I trust myself sometimes. You've always shown me that you have my best interest at heart, and you know me very well. You know what I like and don't like, what I want and don't want. I mean it when I said it earlier. You're the perfect pet. Always thinking of ways you can please me, make me happy. And you do a spectacular job, Dove. You do make me happy. So very happy. My days are always better with you. You know how to make me laugh, how to make me smile. You know me better than anyone else. We spend so much time together. And you really care about me. Just like I care about you. Of course you make me happy. I love you. Anything for you, my dove. Sitting in the dark? What's not to like? It smells so wonderful. Very cozy. Oh, babe. It's perfect. I couldn't think of a better way to end the day than a relaxing bubble bath. But I don't want to leave you alone. Bathe me. You want to pamper me? Oh, my dear sweet dove. No. No. You've done so much for me already. Now it's my turn. This is all amazing. But the thing I want tonight, the thing I want most right now, is to treat you for being so wonderful. Kind, thoughtful, generous, caring, loving, supportive. You're so amazing. You deserve to be pampered too. You made me that wonderful dinner. And just the fact that you thought to do this for me is more than enough. Now, let Mistress do something for you. I'm sure, pet, I really want to do this. Please? Thank you. Now strip. Usual orders, new context. I have an idea. Since you were so keen on it earlier, put this on. Yes, I want you blindfolded.
I told you you would pay for it.
Careful, my dove. Gently. There you go. You forgot about the bath salts? I bet that feels wonderful. No, silly. I'm not changing my mind. I'm very happy that you set yourself up to be treated so wonderfully. You deserve it. I'm just getting the loofah, my sweet. Getting it warm and wet. It's the soft one. Don't worry. I won't be rough with you. Not tonight. I'm going to start with your arms. Gently, softly washing up and down. Starting at the shoulder. Moving down to the elbow. And slowly down to your hands. Wonderful hands. And then I'll wash your chest. Softly scrubbing back and forth over the collarbone, down your chest. Cross your stomach in slow, soft, gentle circles. Does that feel nice, pet? I can tell. It's okay if you fall asleep. I'll take it as a compliment. Next, I'll move to your legs, starting with your thighs. Oh, this is why I said something, pet. I know how jumpy you are. Relax, my love. Only soft touches. the gentle loofah gliding across your thigh. Small circles as it moves down to your knees and down, down, down to your feet. I know how ticklish you are, pet. Now hush. Let Mistress take care of you. Head back. That's it. On the towel you so very thoughtfully put there for me. Lay back and just feel me. My hand and the loofah. The water. Taking care of you. You're safe here with Mistress. I love you, my dove. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free.